This is 7AD and 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. G'day, mate.
How are we going, Darren?
Oh, not too foul. We're going to talk about tariff T93.
We are. So it's the new time of use tariff. This has been around since about the 1st of July, I believe.
Mm.
So we're starting to hook clients up to the new time of use tariff when they go solar. And we're starting to get some quite positive feedback because the very first people we've done are getting some bills coming in.
Yeah.
And so it's working quite well. So in Tassie, solar is a little bit hamstrung. We're having two tariffs on most houses. And those tariffs will be tariff 31, which is your lights and power.
Yeah.
So that's your electric oven and your hot plates, lights and power points. Pretty straightforward. The other tariff is usually tariff 42, and this is your hot water and heating.
Yeah.
Both those tariffs are priced differently. Your tariff 31 is priced at 26 cents per kilowatt hour, while tariff 42, which heats your hot water and runs your heat pumps, heat banks, etc., is around 16 cents a kilowatt hour. So why do you reckon Tassie is hamstrung by having two tariffs, Darren?
Well, A, there's confusion.
Yeah, it is a bit confusing, isn't it?
But what's...
So they're both electrically separate. So you had to choose which tariff you wanted to connect your solar to. So we usually connect the solar inverter to tariff 31 because that's replacing your dearest tariff. Yeah, so you're replacing your dearest power with free solar power.
Yep.
But this means you could not directly use your free power to heat the home or your hot water.
Yeah, right.
So you had to choose one or the other. Sometimes we use two smaller inverters connected to each tariff. There's also the micro-inverter solution where you split the array over the two tariffs.
Mm.
It's not an ideal outcome. It hasn't got much control to it. It's a bit like firing a shotgun into the air and hoping to hit something.
Yeah.
So now you sort of see why we're getting so excited by the tariff 93 because... Yeah. There's only 1 meter. So for the first time, we can use solar to offset everything electrical in your home.
Good.
There is a catch, though. There's always a catch, isn't there?
Right, eh?
So the new tariff, the prices of the new tariff are extremely low, except for two times a day, between Monday and Friday. So between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., and in the afternoon between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.,
right.
You pay 31 cents per kilowatt hour, which is quite high.
Yeah.
But all other times, it's only 14.5 cents per kilowatt hour. That's really cheap. And then the best news is on weekends, it's 14.5 cents for the entire day and night. So once we have the tariff 93 on site, we can use a timer to make sure your hot water service only comes on in off-peak. But if you have solar, we program the timer to come on between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., which is also when your solar is doing the most power.
Yep.
And we start dumping all that solar power into your hot water cylinder instead of sending it off to the grid.
Yeah.
So it's a brilliant thing. But we can do all sorts of things to drag your loads into the solar hours and off-peak hours. And then we have the smart home technology, which we've been talking about for a while now. The new SolarEdge immersion diversion heater can make a decision every time there is your system starting to send too much power back to the grid. It goes, oh, hang on, I'm sending too much. I'm going to dump that in the hot water cylinder.
Right.
And then when the hot water cylinders can't take any more, it goes, oh, hang on, I'm still exporting too much. If you've got a pool, it can turn the pool pumps on. Or it can start diverting energy into a space heater or things like that.
Self-managed.
Self-managed, that's right. And then you've got another sort of paradigm here to think about is that's the SolarEdge system connected to a battery. And then we can program it to cover those peak periods during the week. So, you know, those in the morning and the afternoon when you pay a lot of money, well, that's when we program your inverter to basically fill the void there so you're not buying any power during those periods.
Good.
So it can cover the peak period during the week with the free solar energy stored in the battery, but also from the cheap off-peak energy we can also store in the battery. Without tariff 93, it's worth looking at, as you can if you can shift your electrical loads into off-peak, it's good. If you can, with solar, it becomes a better option. And with a solar and battery, it becomes a no-brainer.
Mm.
But, there's always another but, is batteries still need to be a little bit cheaper for the battery side of it. There is no return on investment on any battery on the market yet. It's getting closer and closer. But we're still seeing some batteries being sold, but I think those people, their expectations won't be met.
In what way? It's not going to be cost effective or what?
They're going to get lower bills, but if they actually sit down with a calculator and work out what they paid to get those lower bills, they're not going to be in front.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be spending like $8,000, $10,000 to spend to save eight.
Okay.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But if you cannot shift your loads out of those peak periods, you'd get a negative experience as far as your bills go.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why we encourage people to come and see us, Darren.
Check out the best options for people with their particular needs. And, you know,
yep.
I mean, it might be a little thing like, well, how many kids do you have?
Exactly.
How many people have you got using electricity in your house?
Yeah. Who's home during the day?
Exactly.
Yeah. Who's home on the weekend? We've got all sorts of different strategies we can use, different products that will have you buying hardly any power from the grid.
Hmm.
So that's what we encourage people to come and see us.
All right. He's got the best gear available, and it's the latest technology. The shop is at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, and we've got our listeners through 7BU on the show this morning. So, okay, so if you go through Sprayton, head towards Sheffield, you're just out of Sprayton on the right-hand side.
That's right. So you turn off at the bottle shop, head towards Sheffield. We're about a kilometre up the road on the right-hand side.
And it's a blue building.
The number is 1300 502 599.
And you're on the Facebook as well.
We certainly are.
Good on you.
Cheers, Aaron.
Talk to you next week. Adrian from DMS Energy on 7AD, 7BU.